This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is pianist Francine Kay. She talked about her recording of Czech composers entitled Things Lived and Dreamt. Francine, tell our listeners about the inspiration for this recording of piano music by Czech composers of the late 19th, early 20th centuries.
The idea of this recording was really born when I came across the wonderful pieces by Joseph Suk, Opus 30, Things Lived and Dreamt, which is the title track. I just fell in love with this work. It spoke to me and said, Francine, you have to play this piece. There's something about the breadth of the imagination in this piece. In a way, it recalled to me Schumann, you know, his fantasy pieces, in the sense that there's a whole world created, a very personal world. And in fact, Suk himself referred to this piece as a kind of an artist's diary. And there are elements of his life experiences in the piece. And also, I guess, things that he dreamed about. It really, really spoke to me. For example, there's a piece that he dedicated to the recovery of his son, who had had a severe illness. The breadth of emotion in that piece is just astonishing. There's another piece that one of his biographers says was inspired by a fly that fell into his beer glass. I don't know if that's true or not. You can hear in the music that kind of flitting around, just a very fantastical realization. So many expressive markings. How can you not love a composer that says espressivo every other bar and dolcissimo and yearning and dreamy? The other thing was that it really wasn't very well known. It's a huge piece. It's a cycle of 10 pieces and quite difficult. I had certainly never heard of it. And many people that I knew had never heard of it. My love of the music combined with the mission, in a way, of wanting to bring this piece to wider attention. So that was kind of the seed, if you will. Around the same time, I was searching for a piece by a woman composer that I wanted to add to my repertoire. I didn't have any preconceived ideas. I just was searching and came across the music of Vyacheslava Kapralova. Again, it was an instant knowledge that this was the music for me. I didn't even put together that it was sort of Czech music as well, but of course it is. She is very much a Czech composer. So I had those pieces, and once again, this work, not hugely known, that sort of added impetus. The Janáček Sonata was already in my repertoire. This is a piece, as you probably know, so full of raw emotion, having been inspired by this tragic death by bayoneting of a young worker who was demonstrating for a Czech university, which Janáček himself witnessed. And so you can really hear just the beyond sort of desperation in this music, very directly transmitted, almost like speech. I feel like you hear the gasping and the silences between the notes, you know. I've always loved that piece. And then so here I was with this repertoire, the addition of Dvorak and Smetana and an earlier piece of Suk just seemed to make sense, sort of representing a more late romantic, presenting the folk roots of this wonderful music, so full of character. And so there you have it. That was the inspiration came from the music.
Tell us about Vyacheslava, because I read, besides being a composer, she was a conductor. And that seems rather an unusual position for a woman at that time of the cycle, if you were.
She was definitely a trailblazer and exceptional in every way. You're absolutely right. She's a conductor, and she's one of the first women to conduct the BBC orchestra, in fact, in her own work. Her particular concert was actually broadcast by CBS to the United States as well. So side element is relating back to Janáček. Her father actually was also a composer, a wonderful composer. He studied with Janáček, so there are all these connections between the composers also on this album. But Kapralova was just a brilliant composer. She wrote the April Prelude shortly after meeting Martinu in April, therefore the name April Prelude. Then Martinu went on to be a very important mentor for her. Of course, she very tragically died at the age of 25. She left an enormous body of work, considering the amount of years she had to compose. The April Preludes, I'm sure if you'll hear, they're just so colorful and vibrant. I think they really express her personality. I've read that she's an extraordinarily vibrant person. And they're also very modern sounding. She was part of the modernist movement. I hear influences of Debussy, of Stravinsky, Bartok, but all her own voice, particularly the third prelude, which is just a little jewel, kind of a contrapuntal treatment of a folk melody, but her own melody. Just an extraordinary figure. Another interesting fact is that she was made a member of the Czech Academy of Sciences and Arts in 1948, so posthumously. And she was one of 10 women at the time out of the 648 men in that membership, the only musician.
It's exciting, isn't it, when you think of some of these trailblazing women like Amy Beach in here in this country, Lily Boulanger, who died so young in France. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can even go back as far as Louise Ferenc in Paris back in the mid part of the 19th century. It's incredible, isn't it?
It really is incredible to think of the obstacles that these women faced, how they were able to persevere and to make their voices heard in spite of this. And I'm very grateful that we are now, many performers are now bringing their music to life as it should be.
Francine Kay, thank you so much for sharing with our listeners this marvelous new recording, Things Lived and Dreamt. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our guest on Preview has been pianist Francine Kay. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. And thank you for your support.